this asteroid that apparently is going to make an appearance close to Earth. Well, close.
Relatively close.
Close in space terminology, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that NASA has an asteroid watch, but there is.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And of course, there's an app.
An app for everything, Charlie.
If you want to download, in fact, we on the Morning Team page, I'll post a link in case.
Like you to watch the asteroid, or are you the asteroid?
Yeah.
I don't know. The asteroid could have a Twitter account. Why not?
Why not? They got to do. The asteroid is named. Now, this is one thing that they couldn't give it a nickname. It's officially named 7482.
Yeah. That doesn't do much for you, does it?
No.
You want to call him Ralph or...
Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
if
you can name a hurricane, if you can name a winter storm, if you can name something that's potentially dangerous, at least put some kind of moniker on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's space, you know? Give it something that we'd appreciate it. Name it Armstrong or something like that, you know?
Flash.
Go back to our space history.
Yeah.
Name it Captain Kirk. I don't care. it's named 7482, and it's a parenthetical 1994 PC-1 because it was first discovered in 1994. Anyway, NASA says it's going to safely fly past our planet today at a distance of about 1.9 million kilometers. It's about 1.2 million miles. It's about five times the distance between the Earth and Moon. And it's called a PHA, which is a potentially hazardous asteroid.
Yeah.
Or something. I know. I didn't know what a PHA
was.
So
if it hit us, it would be impactful.
So they say.
It's, like the dinosaurs.
It's about 1 kilometer. Is that the right measurement to have on this? You know, 7.5 or 1.9 million kilometers away. It has a diameter of about 1 kilometer. Yeah, that's pretty big.
That's 3/4 of a mile, isn't it? Wide?
Yeah, something
like that.
Any space object that is near Earth at a distance of 7.5 million kilometers or closer is deemed as a PHA, a potentially hazardous asteroid. So that's why this one's declared that way. Again, no danger. It is going to be, by the way, in case you missed it this time around, it says here it will make another pass this year, July 3rd.
Oh, any closer?
Yeah. No, about the same distance, I guess.
Distance. Okay.
And then after that, it should not be seen again until the year 2057. So I guess... Pat, potentially you might be able to see it again.
Frequent visitor, huh?
But other members of this morning team,
all right.
This might be it for us, Dave.
Art will still be here, but we'll be gone. Yeah.
If anyone is going to be around to see it again, Art would be here. It's going to shine at a magnitude 10, whatever that means. I guess the description, according to NASA, is less than the shine of Venus. And the best way to see this would be with a 6-inch or larger backyard telescope to help you spot the asteroid. You also need to make sure there's no light pollution.
At 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, 4:51 in the afternoon. So it's going to be kind of difficult there.
I think so. And the clouds today, too, probably aren't going to make it too conducive.
Might hurt us.
Yeah.
And if I have this information right, you're supposed to look to the south sky.
South, okay.
If that helps you out at all. But the cloud cover and the fact that it is still going to be daylight at 4:51.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens, if this were to hit Earth, would it really be catastrophic?
With the impact it would have, it would probably shake us up a little bit, I would guess.
That's what I would think, depending where it would hit, though, too, I suppose.
Wonder if it was on the other side of the Earth, would we even have any understanding of it here? Would it push us into a new orbit or something like that? Would it be that impactful? Well, you know, NASA is concerned enough that, remember, that last year, and I'd forgotten this, NASA launched the world's first mission to deflect an asteroid.
Mm-hmm.
The mission called DART, which is a double asteroid redirection test. It's the spacecraft aimed at an asteroid, which is orbiting near the Earth, another Earth asteroid. Far enough out, but it's an experiment of whether or not we can actually take care of an asteroid.
Or if it could cause a tidal wave if it landed in the ocean.
Well, that could happen. It does say here that the amount of energy is 10,000 megatons of TNT. That's more than a nuclear blast, according to this one scientist I see.
Ooh. Okay.
So what we need is our own Star Destroyer.
Yes.
We do.
Yes.
Yeah, that could blast away a meteor or something. You know, that would just
better
protect
that Space
Earth.
Force going a little faster than we are.
Yeah, we send it there. There you go.
Wasn't it Bill Nye the Science Guy? Didn't he say we should have some kind of way to blow up an asteroid that we should be working on already? I think he did. I think he said something like that about a couple of years ago. We're not prepared for that potential of a meteor causing damage here on Earth.
Maybe it's because we've never experienced any great threat.
Yeah, maybe. You know, there are some who just want the meteor to hit, so go right ahead and start over. I don't know.
Well, that's one way to do it, I suppose.
Which state would you like it to hit, red or blue?
It doesn't have to even hit a state.
Doesn't have to hit a state.
I think you're right. Yeah. With that kind of energy hitting an ocean, it might take out a few geographic areas.
Right. Right.
Well, as I said, we'll put a link up on our Morning Team page to the app. It's pretty cool. If you click on this thing, look at this little, I don't know what to call it. The page is called Eyes on Asteroids, and it looks like this. And it's showing the orbitings of all these asteroids that are in the
everywhere,
area.
Yeah.
And Earth is right here, by the way. Let me see it right there.
Yep, a little speck there.
Yes. You want to feel really small?
I know.
Yeah, right.
This little graphic here will put you into this realization how we are that little bump on the log in Earth's universe.
And this is one universe of how many universes?
Well, yeah, that's another question,
just,
too.
It's mind-blowing when you start thinking about it. That's why, Charlie, if you can't change anything, you might as well take care of what's here at home on Earth, eh?
Yeah, take care of our business and let the rest of the business take care of itself.
And when will this asteroid reappear again? What year?
2057, it says.
2057, I should probably put
September
this.
2nd, 2057.
All right.
Yeah, put that on your calendar.
I'm putting it in right now. I'll remind myself.
I'm not going to plan for it myself.
I'll be 81, so it's possible.
If I'm still around, I'm sure my eyesight won't be. Even with a telescope, I won't be able to see it.